Thank you, Barney, and thank you, Vicki and Mike. I'm so appreciative of being able to share the word tonight with you guys. It's always an awesome opportunity whenever you ask me to share. So I love that song that we just heard, and in light of what I'd like to share tonight, I thought that it would probably fit right in. So I've got a question that I want to ask everybody, and I'm sure you're all going to say, yeah, of course. Have you noticed that as we get older, we start thinking about things a little bit differently? Now, when I say older, I mean maybe in your 50s, your 60s, 70s, even your 80s. I know some who may be listening tonight, and I'm not sure, but you might not be there yet. But hopefully, you're going to understand what I like to say and what I like to share. So, you know, things that seem so important maybe when you were in your earlier years, like maybe money, a job, a house, a car, and maybe even a title. These things are all necessary. They're nice to live in this world, but we all know that they're temporary. It's not that God, our Father, doesn't want us to have nice things. He wants us to have the best. Of course he does. We're his kids. And his word teaches us and tells us that he wants us to prosper and be in health. We are the apple of his eye, right? He chose us before the foundations of the world. But he doesn't want us chasing after this stuff. I speak for myself, and I'm sure some of you can relate. And it wasn't until someone spoke to me and began to open up the word of God's word rightly divided, that my eyes started opening up to the truth and the accuracy of his word, living and being applied to our everyday lives. And we all know that once we confess Romans 10, that we receive Holy Spirit and we're born again at that moment. And that's a miraculous moment. But once we are born again, we still have to live in this life that's in front of us. And lately, I've been thinking and reflecting on life and, you know, where we've been, where we're going, and where we are now. I'm sure all of you think about these things. We know that as we age, we might have all different challenges than, say, when we were in our 20s or our 30s, heck, even in our 50s. But one thing we have now that we didn't have back then is maybe we got wisdom. Now, the wisdom you get from living life is what I'm talking about. And what is it? It's knowledge applied, right? It's not that we didn't have wisdom when we was younger. You ever heard that saying, if I only knew then, would I know now? Older wisdom is a little bit different, though. The only way you get it is you got to live it. We've been through all the storms of life, and here we are, we're standing on top today. And we can say we know a thing or two because we've experienced it or we've seen a thing or two. That's the kind of wisdom that comes with age and living life. Can you remember back when you were, say, 14 or 15 and you couldn't wait to be 16? It seemed like forever to get there. And then it happens. You turn 16. I don't know about you, but for me, it was getting a car. So you could be independent. You feel grown up and get a job. Now you're kind of on your way. The next step, you're 18. Wow, 18? For me, and I'm sure many others, it was graduation high school. Joining the military. 18, you could do most adult things. You could be drafted. You could go into the military. You could vote. Heck, you could even drink in some states, and back in that day, that was kind of like a big deal. Now, you can't wait to be 21. You're considered a real adult. Some of us, maybe we grow up quick. We take on different responsibilities. Some others, maybe not so much, but some may start families or maybe a profession. My point is that we all took or we take on different directions in our life during that time, say from your teens to your so-called adulthood. You experiment a lot with life. There's so much out there to influence you in those short amount of years, and let's face it, you're easily influenced at that age, that, you know, that time of your life. After 21, you say 30. That's a lifetime away. It's a long time. I can remember a catchphrase or a quote from the 60s, and I'm sure that some of you will remember, never trust anyone over 30. That was quite a time. Talk about influence and all the crazy political stuff that was going on. Then comes 40. And you still feel kind of young. 50's a lifetime away, right? But it comes quickly. You start thinking now, what's ahead? Before you know it, it's 55. Now you're considered by society a senior citizen. You get special privileges as a senior citizen, discounts at restaurants, maybe at the movies. You might even get, you know, special prices at admissions to theme parks. You get a variety of perks. Now, here comes 62. Uh-oh, retirement's almost here. And you might start reflecting back and say, hey, what have I done with my life? Did I save enough money to survive? Do I have my medical issues in check? What about insurance? All these things might begin to start weighing you down. How did my life turn out? Many of us might have at one time or another thought about it. Well, God has had our back all this time, and His Word declares it. Just look back at all the things we've been through and we've seen and we've experienced. We've seen loved ones fall asleep. We've seen new ones being born. We've gone through hard times. We've gone through good times. We've been sick. We've had broken bones. We've seen hearts broken and mended. We've been healed of diseases. And through all the good and the not so good, as we reflect back and we look back and we see that God has always had our backs, and He still does. We have all been down that road of life. We've had our challenges, our obstacles to overcome. And you know what, guys? God has been there through it all. Psalms 23, you don't have to turn there if you don't want to. And sometimes I just like to listen. And most of you probably know this verse by memory, and I'm sure you do. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Like I said, guys, when we look back and we reflect on our lives, we can see how the scriptures come alive and encourages us to see the simplicity of it all. Psalms tells us again in 121 that the Lord will keep you from harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going both now and forevermore. Guys, you ever been in a situation that you didn't know what to do? Or maybe you're not in a very nice environment you just knew that you shouldn't be in? For God's loving care and His arm of protection extends to every aspect of our life. Psalms tells us also that the Lord is near to all who call on Him. To all who call on Him in truth. When we look to God with a genuine heart, guys, He draws near to us. Or really, should I say, we draw near to Him. He hears our prayers. He knows our thoughts. We are told time and time again in God's Word and in the manifestations not to be afraid. To be strong and be courageous. Life may seem overwhelming sometimes, but, you know, when we take a minute and we stop and we look at the simplicity of life and we go to that quiet place with our Father, we can see how wonderfully and fearfully God has made us and provided all that we need. And sometimes that's all we need is just to go to that quiet place, get quiet, and talk to God and listen. Psalms also tells us, it says, I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Now, guys, we kind of have an edge, I guess you might say, as we grow older. We are examples, like I said before. We can see how God has been with us in our youth, growing up, preparing us for things that are ahead. And He's never failed, and He never will. We all might feel, you know, we feel our age. We get the little aches and pains going on with it. And we might, you know, we feel it physically and might even be feeling it mentally sometimes, guys. You know, mine's not, you know, quite a shock, or you don't remember things quite like you used to. But I just remember that God, who is rich in mercy and grace, He still's got our back. And that one thing might be different is that we recognize it more and more as we look at His Word. As we look back and we reflect on all the blessings bestowed on us over the years, that's another word that I wanted to share with you guys. I looked it up in the dictionary. The word bestow, it means to present as a gift or an honor, to give somebody or somebody. Especially to give something to somebody, especially to show how much they are respected, like a title bestowed upon him by the king. In other words, the higher authority has found favor with you. Joshua 1 tells us, have I not commanded you to be strong, be courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. His commandment to Joshua. Now, that applies the same to us today, too, guys. Just knowing He's always there and that we have that 724 access, it's such a peace and a comfort. And I know for some of us, we may not be out and about as much as we used to or as physically active that we used to be, but that don't mean that we still can't stand for God and continue to be them great ambassadors for Christ. Whether it's just talking with people at a store or wherever, you know, you see somebody, maybe you see somebody with a need, a phone call, a note, card sent to a believer, or maybe somebody God might put on your heart. It just might be the right thing at the right time to bless somebody's life. How many times have we heard stories of deliverance at the most unlikely time? And we all know that that saying that God has no hands but our hands, and no feet but our hand, but our feet, and no mouth but our mouth to speak and share the wonderful and powerful word. So that's kind of what I wanted to share, and I'd like to close with a verse of scripture that, you know, kind of helped change my life, and it's just as impactful today as it was over 40 years ago. And it's one that you all know from heart. I know it's John 10:10. It's another verse of scripture that had an impact on our lives. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Even after all these years of living, guys, we're still living the more abundant life. Now, I'm speaking for myself. Maybe some of you can relate, and I'm sure you can. But as we continue to put on that mind of Christ and not let the weight of this world and everyday life, even our age, hold us back, as long as we're still breathing, we have a lot to say, we got a lot to share, and still a lot to enjoy. We live by example. We live by love, by kindness, compassion, generosity, and we're only a couple examples of living the more abundant life. I know we're all different, but we all got that same unity of purpose, and I guess that's the best way I can describe it. So my expectation is, no matter what your age or your situation, if you're alive and you're breathing, there's a reason. And the reason is all too evident in God's word. We live in the now, and I couldn't think of a better time to be alive and to see everything going on and everything that we're experiencing today. So, guys, I want to thank you for your opportunity to share my heart. I love you guys. I'd like to close with a prayer. So, Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share your word, for your love, your mercy, your grace, your kindness, God. It just doesn't seem to be enough. Words just don't seem to be enough to describe it, God. But I thank you for being who you are. God, I thank you for your people, for your kids, for those who have heard your voice, and those, God, that are still listening. I thank you for helping us hold forth your word, God, to say the right things at the right time. Help us to, Father, help us just to articulate our words in a way that glorifies you. So I thank you, Father, for all you do, you've done, and you continue to do. And once again tonight, Father, I'm going to lift our country up to you, our leaders and those guys that are in charge. Father, continue to give them the wisdom, the guidance, to face their decision, Father, on your guidance. We lift up our kids. We thank you for watching over them, God, helping them to make good choices. Keep them safe, Father. I know that's a tall order, but we know ain't nothing too big for you. So, Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.